interview with Ed Malko. Interview takes place December 6th, 1988, at the home of Ed Malko. This is part of the series Growing Up in the Buckley Valley. What's your name?
Ed Malko.
What's your birthday?
August 21st, 1919.
Which makes you how old?
69.
Who were your parents? What were their names?
Anna and Matt Malko.
Okay. And when did they come into the valley?
Dad came in 1907. Okay. And they got married in 1918.
Okay. And where did you grow up?
In the Guantana area.
Okay. What did your father do?
Farm. Most of the people were farmers out there.
Full-time farmers, eh? Okay. What do you remember about the house you grew up in?
Oh, it was quite a big house. It's still standing there. Four or five rooms in the bottom, five rooms I guess it was. And later on the upstairs was fixed up, so then we had more living space, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was heated by wood, mm-hmm. which everybody did. One great big heater, one cook stove in the kitchen.
What kind of chores and responsibilities did you have around the farm or your house?
It was always a farm chores. It was cattle to feed and horses to feed. When I was big enough, I was able to start with the milking, and that carried right on through until I left home.
So your father had cows and horses?
Yeah.
Where did you like to go and play? Were there any favorite places in your area that you liked to go?
No. They usually went to the neighbor's place, or the neighbors came over to our place.
Who are your neighbors?
The Lundstroms are next door. Mm-hmm. It's about half a mile away, and there's another, Scubas was right close there too. And there was four girls in one family, and there was only the one boy in the Scuba family.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, up by the school, there was the Lapidettes. Quite a few of them.
I remember you mentioning to me a while ago that you played at the chicken houses.
Yes.
Can you tell me about them?
Yes, that was coming from school. We used to go out to those chicken houses at Ebbets' old place up on the hill. We used to run around through them, jump out the windows.
Did you walk to school?
Yeah, most of the time. First time I Dad took me in the wagon to school. I remember coming to school, but that's the only thing I remember of it. I do remember the teacher later on, not at the beginning.
What do you remember about going to school in Glentana?
Well, it was a long walk to start with. It was just over 2 miles. And lots of times it seemed a lot more than that. Lundstrom girl, Florence, she was going to school too.
Mm-hmm.
So all the time I'd wait for her, and we'd both walk together. We were the only two on from that side at that time.
Mm-hmm. Who was your teacher out there?
Miss Nesbitt. She was crippled with one foot.
Mm-hmm.
Had sort of one foot was shorter than the other. She walked with a limp.
Describe some of the games you used to play in the with the kids in your neighborhood.
Hide and seek, I guess, was the most favorite one. Lots of places to hide.
Yeah.
Lots of times we'd have little races around certain objects and things like that, around to the gate and back or something.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else offhand. Probably was.
Okay.
Later on, about 14 or 15, we did quite a lot of skiing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to ski all over the country after that.
Mm. What are your memories of traveling to town, to the town of Smithers?
The first time I can remember was going with Dad in a sleigh and a team of horses into town. And it was 1924 because on the calendar, the place of visit was Alex Zobnik's. The calendar was on the wall and they had December 1924 on it. I remember that.
Well, that was a big experience for you then, eh?
Wow, it was quite a trip coming into town, yes. It was a slow ride. If it wasn't too cold, you were all right.
Was it a social thing to come into town, or did you run into people you knew there, or?
Yes, we always knew somebody. In fact, he probably knew everybody. Dad did anyway. I didn't know that many, but I got to know everybody later on.
Yeah.
And it was more for shopping for groceries than it was anything else.
Yeah. What are your memories of Christmas as a child?
Well, we always had a Christmas concert, as I can remember. And they lasted right through until I finished school. And they still did them after that.
So that took place at school?
Yes, it was always at school. We had to build a stage, set it up. Kids all did plays and sang songs. And Santa Claus came, you got your apple, and that was really a treat.
And what kinds of Christmas activities did you have at home? Like, what do you remember about Christmas at home?
Well, there was always lots to eat. It wasn't always turkey, and we sing songs, the older folks, and everybody seemed to have a good time anyway.
Was there music?
Sometimes somebody would have an accordion and they would play that, and the odd fellow would have a violin, so we would have a little get-together. Okay. Yeah, to get enough pupils for the school, Florence Lundstrom had to start before she was 6 years old. So I had, eight kids, and that was enough for a teacher that the government would support them. Mm-hmm. We had a ball team organized in about 36 or 37, softball team. And Frank Gilbert was the coach. He was our main transportation to take us to different places. We went as far as Hazleton and Burns Lake to play. Catcher was Dick Gilbert. Pitcher was Ralph Dieter. First baseman, Alan Fletcher. Second baseman, myself. And third baseman was Dave Matson, and shortstop was Ed Lattery. Three more there, I can't think of their names offhand.
And where did you practice?
Our practice was once a week at the Driftwood School. We had a ball diamond there. I think part of it is still standing.
How did you get to the games?
Frank Gilbert was the main transportation. We would get on his truck and he would haul us around. Sometimes we just have a few benches to sit on around the outside edges. A little windy and a little dusty at times, but nobody seemed to mind it.